You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
A press release that was sent out by James Comer's office says the information provided by a whistleblower raises concerns that then Vice President Biden allegedly engaged in a bribery scheme with a foreign national.
It's treason, then.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And she said, I want to go. And my grandfather was a very progressive dude. He looked at his eldest child, who was also his daughter, and said, okay, you go.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
I'm sure everybody here knows, but the median age on the continent of Africa is 19. Oh, yes.
I wish I was there in Budapest. If I ever get fired and have some time and can leave, I will be there with you.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Get your gift certificates, $50 gift certificates for just $25 to Phillips Chocolates. And you can order online by phone and have the chocolates sent to you, delivered. You don't have to go by the store, the plant in Dorchester. And go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. And just a couple of stories to get to here. We got a lot of stuff to get through here today. I just want to mention a few stories before we go back. I think we'll talk a little bit more about the situation with AOC and the mayor of New York and some of the other pals in New York who want this 24-year-old Marine charged with murder for stopping the terrorizing on the subway train, the F train in New York. And he put a homeless man in a chokehold, and the guy ended up dead. And AOC is very angry. She thinks there shouldn't be any vigilanteism. On the other hand, she also doesn't want cops on the subway trains because she wants to defund the police. So what does she think is going to happen? So you just let the criminals run amok and you can't do anything about it? Is that it? All right. But anyway, we'll get back to that in just a moment. I won't put it this way because let's have a little game here. This is a headline. California State Senator David Minn arrested for DUI. California State Senator Dave Minn faces a misdemeanor DUI charge after he was pulled over for driving without headlights and running through a stoplight in Sacramento, officials said. So the question is, how many paragraphs will it take to get his party identification? And at what point, when you see his party identification not mentioned, at which paragraph do you begin to just assume, deduce, conclude that he is a member of the Democrat Party? My feeling is, if he were a Republican, it would say GOP State Senator David Minn. But we go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The ninth paragraph we find, Men, comma, a Democrat, represents California's 30. That's about normal. I've seen them worse than that. Sometimes it goes down into the 22nd paragraph before they get to mention the party affiliation. 844-500-4242. By the way, of course, being a drunk driver, he announced a run for a congressional seat currently held by Katie Porter, the woman who dumped mashed potatoes on her estranged husband's head. He's running for her congressional seat that she's giving up to run for Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat. So I would say this is in Democrat circles, not just in California. It's a resume enhancer to be arrested for drunk driving. Just look at Ted Kennedy. It certainly benefited his career. All right, this is a story. This seems like a boring story if you read the headline, but I just dug into it, and it's pretty funny. CFTC suspends its inspector general. I didn't even know what that was, but CFTC is the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which regulates derivative markets. That sounds boring again. But they have an inspector general, just like all these federal agencies. And they have voted 3-0 to place the inspector general of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission on non-duty status while considering further action to take. And he was investigated. This guy's been around for over 50 years in the hackerama. So he's a Fauci-type guy. He must be pretty old if he's been there for over 50 years. And he was investigated by the Council on the Inspector General's of the Inspector Generals on Integrity and Efficiency, CIGIE. They said that Mr. Lavick wasted more than $165,000 by hiring a consultant who did little to no work. Okay, what else is new? Et cetera, et cetera. But here's the key. The report also said Mr. Lavick, this is from the Wall Street Journal, made inappropriate comments. In one incident, he said about a female Commodity Futures Trading Commission employee, "I want to bleep her," the report said. Asked about the comment by the investigators, Mr. Lavick said he wouldn't use such a word. He then said, "Have you seen her?" That's in the paper. I didn't make it up. His response left the investigators taken aback, according to the report. I think Mr. Lavick will not be back. 844, another sad story. You know, people are having a hard time getting good help, whatever business you're in. Harley Davidson is having a problem. They can't get repo men. The Milwaukee-based motorcycle maker said it can't find enough agents to repossess bikes from buyers who fall behind in payments, which Harley executives attributed to a shrinking number of professionals willing to take on the task. Some repo company said Harley doesn't pay enough for a job that is more complex and dangerous. It's more dangerous to grab a Harley than it is to grab a YouGov? Who knew? And like other lenders, doesn't pay at all if a recovery agent fails to come back with the goods. So they interviewed some of the people. Vaughn Clemens, he's president of the Automobile Recovery Bureau in Houston. And he said the pandemic prompted some of his colleagues to put their tow trucks to less stressful and more profitable use, such as roadside assistance. And here's what he said. Who wants to back up in a driveway at 3 a.m. and get shot at? And when you're trying to repo a Harley, you can make the same money for doing something else. 844-500-4242. Typical Democrat Party, all these people failing upwards. What day should we defund the AOC's armed security, and then we'll see all of then we'll see how much of the craziness of defund the police we see. 844-500-4242. Is the man an active Marine? If so, he could face charges from the military as well. Yeah, I don't know that. I was wondering about that myself. I've seen stories saying he was a veteran, and then some stories saying he's a Marine. He certainly wasn't in uniform, but you know, I mean, he could be on leave. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark, has Roscoe the Wonder Pug tried to Shawshank his way out of his cell yet? He's pretty happy with me. He likes to go
outside. A beautiful dog. a talented dog.
He's gotten used to the concrete. He's gotten used to the cobblestones in the driveway, which I could see why they would be, you know, a little hesitant to put his feet down on cobblestones if he hasn't ever been on them before. But he's okay now. But the mailroom manager says he won't go out for me. Really? That's her story, and she's sticking to it. So I have to take him out. I don't mind taking him out. I like having him run around. He runs in circles. He's a pup. It's fun. It's fun to have him. It's fun to watch him. 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon. That repo position at Harley-Davidson, I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to do that job. There's guys out there that love their Harleys more than they love their wives. You know what I mean?
There's a quote in the story that says just about exactly that, Ernest. Yeah.
And it's funny that Democrat that got busted for DWI. It's the same thing with a crime stat. They don't mention the political affiliation if it's a Democrat, but boy, if it's a Republican or a white guy, boy, they'll tell you Caucasian Republican right off the bat. You know what I mean? Right off the bat. But any other time, they don't tell you the political affiliation of people who do these misdeeds.
Right, exactly. You know, my first indication that he was a Democrat, the state senator, was he got a misdemeanor. You know, he's driving at night without headlights, running red lights, and it's a misdemeanor. And they said they didn't know. The reporter said he didn't know if he took the breathalyzer or not. Well, I just want to know if he said, "Do you know who I am?" Because I'm thinking he did say, "Do you know who I am?"
Know who I am.
Yeah, you're a Democrat. You're Senator Min, and you're running. You're a drunk driver, and you're running to take the place of Katie Porter, whose husband had a restraining order out against her after she dumped hot mashed potatoes on his head. 844-500-4242-603. Officer Mark had a picture. He took a picture of me on a Harley. The Harley you were pictured sitting on is fully paid for. So are the Newports. I was holding some Newports because it was New Hampshire, you know. Hey, anyone need any Newports? I'm going to be up. Caroline and I are going to be up in New Hampshire tomorrow. We can load up on Newports. And also we can load up on beer, which is with no deposits. No Bud Lights in the trunk of my car. 844-500-4242. 917. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't condone people taking justice into their own hands, but she has no problem with 200 nights of rioters ostensibly taking justice into their own hands. That's very good. Yes, that is totally correct. 844-500-4242. Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
I was going to say, how long was the over-under on getting the body cam footage? Seems in California we have drunk driving, political people. It's hard to get there.
Are you referring by any chance to the speaker's husband?
I am, the former speaker.
Former speaker, excuse me.
But and Howie, the article gave it away. At what point in the article did it say he, him?
You know, it did not. It, He's running for a larger seat, Doug. I think he's probably a they them guy. You know, that would be my guess. 844-500-4242. Thank you. Let's see here. 844-500-4242. Got to take a break here. We'll be right back. Under President Joe Biden's administration, just this year, we've seen three of the four largest bank failures in U.S. history occur. First, Silicon Valley Bank, then Signature, and now First Republic collapsed, the second largest bank failure in U.S. history, with hundreds of other banks across the country at the risk of meeting the same catastrophic demise. You read last night, PacWest is seeking strategic alternatives. You know what that means, seeking strategic alternatives. Respected economists in this situation are urging Americans to diversify their wealth and buy gold immediately. Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson have been saying the same thing, With the volatility of the banking system, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Call Monetary Gold to receive our free protection guide at 800-267-6500. Economists are advising smart Americans to protect their money across different assets. That's why at Monetary Gold, we offer a variety of precious metals for investors seeking to diversify. Speak to the experts about the benefits of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, and decide which assets are best for your retirement. Call now before the next bank failure strikes. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
The sun is shining, figuratively, if not literally. Time to break out of your recipe rut with HelloFresh. With 40 weekly recipe options, there's always something new to try and love. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you going to watch King Chuck's coronation Saturday morning at 5 a.m.?
Hell no.
We're up to 91% now say no. And if you'd like to vote, you can go to HowieCarshow.com. You too can vote no in the poll.
I thought this was a guaranteed 98-2. I'm surprised.
Got some diehard Royal fans out there, I guess.
Crikey, I guess so, mate. Get me another bitter, Governor. And we'll fire up a Rothmores or Rothermere, whatever they call those cigarettes. 844-500-4242. 617, Min will have his DUI dismissed just like Hammerhead Pelosi. Probably. 844-500-4242, 203. Do you kick Roscoe out the door? Roscoe loves me. Roscoe was licking my face last night when he was lying on the couch next to me. I couldn't even read a book. He was so affectionate. I think he was hungry. But it's the same thing for a dog, right? And you, by the way, you can check out the pictures at HowieCarshow.com. There's pictures of me with Gunnar and pictures of me with Roscoe. And Emma interviewed me about my dogs down through the years, starting with Princess and Frisky and leading all the way to Roscoe. And as Grace said, I tell you what kind of dog I would be if I were, what kind of breed I would be if I were a dog. 844.
They're just a human being.
They're just a human being, aren't they? Isn't that the truth? Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
What's up, Howie? First-time caller.
Thank you.
I listen to you all the time. Like I was telling you, Screener, I'm not a Republican. I go with the flow. I didn't vote last elections. But you say a lot of things that I relate with.
Thank you.
Listen about the tow truck guys.
Yes.
I drive commercial. I made $111,000 last year. You think I'm going to get in a tow truck and go to somebody's house and try to take their car? You got to be crazy, man.
I've always thought that's got to be one of the worst jobs there is, being a repo man. And that's just run a regular car. I can see, I mean, a Harley... Most guys that have Harleys, like the earlier caller said, they love those things more than they love anything in the world. You try to take it away from them, you could get shot easily.
Listen, the wreckers, the one that drive the big tow trucks, that's a job. So, and the ones that are in the highway and the wrecks and stuff, repo guys? Are you kidding me?
You never see any ads on late night TV. Come to Repo Man School. This will be covered by your GI benefits. We'll also get you an FID. You need one when you go to work for Repo Man Inc.
That's like being a process server, except you have to stay there for an extra 20 minutes after you drop off.
And it's not too suspicious when it's dark and there are no lights on and you're trying to hotwire the car or the motorcycle, I guess. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The cheap bastard deal, Phillips Chocolates, is sold out. It was sold out very quickly, as well it should have been. We still have about four or five of the ReadyWise 84-serving breakfast and entree grab-and-go buckets left from yesterday. That was a good deal, too. 84 servings. It's a $210 value for $105. You can stack them up. It's a good thing to have in case of an emergency. Go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on store, and you can get that. The ReadyWise 84-serving breakfast and entree grab-and-go bucket. We have other stuff, too. The Liberty and Union Ale House in Taunton, Mass. We still have a few of those. $50 gift certificates for $25. We have a Fun Spot gift certificates, our books, our T-shirts, et cetera, et cetera. The Dow was down 286 points today. They're worried about the debt ceiling. I'm not worried about the debt ceiling, are you? That's like saying, am I worried there's going to be a confrontation between Prince Harry and King Chuck? You know, no, it's not really on my radar screen. 844, I'm not worried about Bud Light sales either. 207 says, repo guys don't have to hotwire their catches anymore. They typically have spare keys in a case of an incident like this. And if it's a used vehicle bike, there's good odds it has a GPS transmitter to be able to track where it is in case of a default. I think the problem is, I mean, maybe you can track it, but you got to worry about its previous owner, the guy who defaulted on the loan, didn't make his payments. That's what you got to worry about more than finding the damn thing. 978 says, you need a Roscoe if you're a repo man. I think people seem to like, when I run into them on the street and they say, what's the pup's name? And I say, Roscoe. It seems to be popular. I'm happy with the name. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Oh, I showed you, dog, the website. Beautiful dog. I never saw, oh, my Lord. And hopefully you see him liver and fresh chicken, you know, and leash fresh chicken.
Not for a while. The mailroom manager is keeping a close eye on me to make sure I don't give him any of that nice. Last night, Kowloon's chicken fingers. Yeah. Is he as good looking a dog as Dutch? The your pit bull.
Oh, my dog's so beautiful, yeah. Oh, my Lord. Listen, I want to ask you a question. If Tucker, say, Fox News, say, I don't want your money, you keep it. I want to be dependent. I believe he's going to be a better man, Tucker, if he say, I don't want your money. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, Mr. Garcia, would you walk away from $1.9 million every month? Or would you be a worse man? So you'd be a worse man to keep to keep getting $1,900,000. I mean, it's easy for you and me and everybody else to say, you know, why doesn't he just walk away from it? But I mean, you know, $1.9 million a month. I mean, if he's a bad man through Labor Day, he's got more than $6 million extra. You know. I don't hold that against him, but I think he's got this lawyer from L.A., the same guy who's working for Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, working to get him out of the deal. I think he'll be out of the deal fairly shortly. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. By the way, they keep leaking this stuff, and isn't it telling that the the text that they said was so damning, and that they were very concerned about, where he said white men don't fight like that. Do you notice who it was leaked to? The News Corp, Murdoch, the Murdochs have two newspapers in New York City. Two of the best newspapers in America, in my opinion. Not that there are any many good newspapers left in the U.S., but the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. But who did the Murdochs decide to leak that supposedly damning text message to that nobody really cared about? They leaked it to the New York Times.
Very fake news.
A communist rag. So what does that tell you about where their mindset is, the Murdoch management? I don't know if you could say Rupert, but, you know, Lachlan, his son, and all the libs that they got working for Fox News now. They want to leak stuff to the New York Times, just like they're Democrats. Oh, maybe because they are Democrats. 844-500-4242. So now the latest thing they've leaked is right before he was let go, Tucker Carlson made a quick video that they made. He was made for, I guess, for the opening. A Hungary CPAC was having a big meeting in Hungary, and I know this because I ran into Carrie Lake last week at Mar-a-Lago, and I'm trying to get her on, and she said I'll do it when I get back from Hungary, because she was going over to CPAC. So he must have done this just before he got laid off, or just before he got axed, whatever you want to call it. But this is, so they leaked this today to, I don't know if they leaked it to media. I saw it on Mediaite, but they probably leaked it elsewhere. But they did this to just embarrass Tucker. So this is what he said to the Hungary CPAC. And behind him, he's got the Tucker Carlson, background. Just like I have the flag behind me, you know. He did it on the set before he got let go. Cut one.
Greetings to CPAC Hungary. It's all you Americans in the audience. You are very brave. You have wound it up on one of Samantha Power's lists. The State Department is keeping track. You went to a forbidden country. I wish I was there in Budapest. If I ever get fired and have some time and can leave, I will be there with you. But in the meantime, Godspeed. We are thinking of you and cheering you on.
844-500-4242. 617, no chocolate for Roscoe. No, there won't be any chocolate for Roscoe. Not for a while. Anyway, I would never give him. Phillips fudge. Phillips chocolate fudge is too good for, he couldn't handle it. And that would mean less for me. More importantly, that would mean less for me. 844-500-4242. 413, my neighbor has a black lab named Roscoe. It's a popular dog name, I think, but that's okay. I don't mind using, something that's already in use by somebody else. Anyway, I want to play this cut by New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He's trying to, a reporter is asking him for his reaction to AOC, the congresswoman, and the city comptroller, who are both saying that this guy, Jordan Neely, the homeless guy who's been arrested 42 times and said he wanted to be taken to jail and was creating a disturbance and threatening people on the subway. He was held in a chokehold by a guy who's described as a 24-year-old Marine from Queens, and he ended up dying. And so AOC and this other politician who was elected citywide named Lander, I think it is. He's the comptroller, whatever the hell that means. I don't think it means much. It's like being president of the city council, I believe. He's responding to their comments that the Marine murdered this bum on the subway. Cut 10.
Well, both the congresswoman and the controller is a citywide leader, and I don't think that's very responsible at the time where we're still investigating the situation. Let's let the DA conduct his investigation with the law enforcement officials. To really interfere with that is not the right thing to do, and I'm going to be responsible and allow them to do their job and allow them to determine exactly what happened here.
That's good. I'm glad he said that. I mean, you know, sometimes he hasn't been totally responsible, and there are a lot of stories like that caller in the first hour was pointing out about how you know, he's shall we say, traditional cop. I'll put it that way. 844-500-4242. Sheldon Whitehouse, you know him. He's also known as Sheldon White Man. He's the senator from Rhode Island, and they've always elected these old Yankee types like Claiborne Pell. You ever heard the story about Claiborne Pell? He had a
John Kerry, Thurston Howell III voice, and he was in the State Department before he was elected to the Senate.
And one time he was campaigning, and it was very wet, and so he said, "Can you go out and get me some mucklucks or some galoshes to wear?" So the guy went out and got the aide got him some rubber, shall we say, to wear on his shoes, and they were good. And so at the end of the day on the campaign trail, Claiborne Pell said to him, "Where did you get these wonderful mucklucks?" And he said, "Tom McCann's." And Senator Pell said, "Well, the next time you see Tom, tell him thanks a lot." And that's why they called him Stillborne Pell. Well, Stillborne Pell was a man of the people compared to Sheldon White Man. And Sheldon White Man hates the Supreme Court, and he wants to bring down the Supreme Court, even though, you know, the Dems on the Supreme Court have violated the rules much more openly than the Republicans have. And so he was going after this woman at a hearing yesterday, Diana Furchgott Roth from the Heritage Foundation. And you remember Sheldon Whitehouse, this came out a couple of years ago. He belongs to not one, but two yachting clubs in Newport, Rhode Island, that are not only all white, they're all WASP. Jared, you and I couldn't belong to this. I mean, Maybe I would have a chance? I'm half WASP. No, because
I'm one of those Italians.
But he got busted on it by a, you know, sort of a counterculture paper, and he said, and he gave the John Kerry excuse. Remember, John,
"Those aren't my SUVs. Those are my second wife's first husband's trust fund's SUVs." So he said, "I'm not a member of those yacht clubs that don't allow any new Americans. I am my wife is a member of those." So this woman really took him down.
Well, we'll play these cuts when we come back. I want to play them in order. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I just got back to New England, and my first stop was at Perfect Smiles, the best dental office I've ever been to. It's in Nashua, and wherever you are in New England, it's worth the trip. Howie Carr Show listeners from all over have found out how great Perfect Smiles is. Dr. Bruce Houghton told me on Monday when I was there, or Tuesday, that he's seen patients recently from Fall River, Bourne, Osterville, Bucksport, Maine, and Brattleboro, Vermont. They all understand how important their dental health is. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many visits that you give up before making that first phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? Put yourself and your health first. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can as well. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this. His fluency in dead languages is unmatched.
Fax, mentis, incendium, gloria, calpum, etc., etc. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Remember a few years ago, Link Chafee was another old waspy Yankee type guy. His father was the governor and the senator, and he was the senator and governor, and I with the Deerfield with his brother Zach, and Link Chafee's son got arrested, I think, with Sheldon Whitehouse's son. They were underage drinking. Do you think either one of them said, "Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? We've been in this colony since the King Philip's War. Don't tell me I can't get a case of Bud Light."
But anyway, so he made all of his money. His ancestors, Sheldon Whitehouse's ancestors, made all their money in fossil fuels, which is the irony that Diana Furtgott Roth points out from the Heritage Foundation when he's taking, and he belongs to these all-white, all-WASP country clubs or yacht clubs in Newport. Cut 7.
And now the Heritage Foundation?
Yes, yes.
And every single one of those groups is funded by the fossil fuel industry. Is that not true?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have the benefit of being able to rely on a family fortune made in the Minnesota gas business or having my spouse's family fortune come from United Gas. And the Heritage Foundation is a club that anyone can join, not just white people.
Busted! Oh, that is so great. So it goes on. She Whitehouse, of course, he hates even though he for untold generations has been living off fossil fuels that's, you know, produced by somebody else. He hates them almost as much as he hates Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. So here she's giving him a lesson about fossil fuels. Cut 8.
You wrote, for instance, in a Forbes column last year that renewables actually increase global emissions. Do you stand by that comment?
Yes, because they are made with coal-fired power plants in China. I did explain that if renewables the wind turbines and solar panels are made and batteries are made with coal-fired power plants in China. I did explain that if these were made with emissions-free energy, such as nuclear power, then the benefits to the environment would be much greater. But many environmentalists who are in favor of renewables are against dense emission nuclear power, and therefore making these renewables often raises emissions.
Don't bother Sheldon Whitehouse with facts. That's for his butler, Jeeves, to deal with. He just likes to, you know, get up there and beat his breasts and talk about his wonderfulness. And cut 9.
In addition to stating that renewables actually increase global emissions, have you also agreed that recent data, and I quote here, calls into question the conclusion that humans are the dominant cause of recent climate change?
I'm an economist, not a scientist.
Well, you wrote that for a Wall Street Journal opinion piece in 2015.
Yeah, well, scientists...
You stand by it here today in 2023.
Yes, scientists disagree on the human component of global warming, and in this book, Unsettled by Steve Koonin, who was Undersecretary of Energy under President Obama and who taught for 30 years at Caltech and has a PhD in physics from MIT, he says that it is uncertain how much human activity affects global warming. The case is unsettled. And I'm no better scientist than he is.
Well, thank you very much. It's notable that that is the position that the Republican Party intends to stand by.
Citing an expert. Now, can you get Brett Kavanaugh back in here so I can ask him about his yearbook and how he mentions farting in the yearbook? That was probably his greatest moment in statesmanship. Sheldon Whitehouse. you need not apply for his yacht club. I'm Howie Carr.